Material uncertainty of Star Entertainment's future remains. Australian casino operator The Star Entertainment Group Limited has disclosed ongoing challenges in meeting the conditions required to access an additional $100 million Australian dollars under the second tranche of a newly arranged loan facility. The company indicated in a recent filing that fulfilling these conditions has proven difficult due to the group's current financial position and operational circumstances, leading to material uncertainty about its future. Star acknowledged its limited capacity to raise $150 million Australian dollars in subordinated debt in the short term, citing the absence of immediate liquidity solutions as a significant barrier. This issue adds to the company's broader financial difficulties as it continues to manage its obligations while seeking ways to stabilize its liquidity. Star operates key properties, including the Star Sydney Casino in New South Wales and the Star Brisbane, a new casino resort launched in August as part of the $3.6 billion Australian dollars Queen's Wharf Brisbane project in Queensland. Despite its significant portfolio, the company faces persistent financial and regulatory pressures that have impacted its operational performance. The company stated that it is actively exploring other potential liquidity solutions. However, it cautioned that ongoing negotiations might not result in any definitive arrangements to significantly bolster its liquidity position. Without these measures, the group acknowledged the potential for material uncertainty regarding its ability to continue as a viable business entity. As of December 31, 2023, the Star Entertainment Group reported having $78 million Australian in available cash. The company also launched a cost reduction initiative in September aimed at achieving at least $100 million Australian in annualized cost savings. Implementation of this program is expected to be completed by March 2024. And the company anticipates meeting this target. However, these efforts may not fully offset the broader challenges affecting its financial stability. Revenue increase not enough. The company's revenue for the 3 months ending December 31, 2023, totaled $299 million, representing a decline from the $351 million recorded in the prior quarter. During this period, Star also reported a negative EBITDA of $8 million. An improvement from the $18 million loss reported in the previous quarter, but a stark contrast to the positive $51 million EBITDA achieved during the same period last year. Operating expenses declined by 18% quarter on quarter to $52 million, attributed to reductions in corporate costs and other areas. The Star Entertainment Group attributed its declining performance to a combination of factors, including ongoing consumer challenges, mandatory carded play requirements, cash transaction limits in New South Wales, and the costs associated with ongoing remediation activities. These issues have compounded the group's financial difficulties, adding pressure to its operations and future outlook. Regulatory challenges have further complicated the company's situation. In October 2023, New South Wales authorities announced that the casino license for the Star Sydney would remain suspended, with the property continuing to operate under strict supervision. Additionally, the company was fined $15 million Australian for compliance failures and informed that a new review of its progress would take place within the first quarter of the following year. However, as ongoing reviews continue, the company has yet to receive the all-clear from regulators.